Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Hi, Laura. Good afternoon, or good morning. I guess we're still morning. I received a charge on my checking account, and I have no idea what this was for. I got the number. I called it to see what it is. I'm assuming it's some type of Weight Watcher meal thing or something like that with improved life quality. I'm just guessing from what that title is. It was for $59.89. It hit my checking account on the 17th or 18th here of April. I don't want it. I didn't ask for it.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
My first name is Brenda. My last name is Whysong, Whysong.
And what is the billing address?
123 Wiley Lane, Claysburg, Pennsylvania, 16625.
Okay, and I have bswysong@centurylink.net.
That is my email address, yes.
Telephone number 814-330-6537.
That is my cell phone number, yes.
Okay, so it shows me here that there was an entry. Let me see here. Because you're saying you did not submit the order.
No, I did not.
So you didn't take the survey online for the mixer with Bites Hub?
Not that I'm aware of. No, I did not.
Okay, now what we do here in the fraud department is we are able to process a fraud on the account. The only thing that I use is the IP address. So I do contact the local authorities and provide them with the IP. Now they will verify who that device belongs to and the location from where the order took place. Is there anyone else in the home that could have placed this order?
Well, my granddaughters are on my phone from time to time. I mean, I don't keep it up when they're here, so I don't know. And they're under the age of 10.
Okay, the only reason I asked that question, ma'am, is once I start fraud, I can't stop it. And whoever's IP it comes back to, we do press charges. So I have to let you be fully aware of that before I can
Can
start
you just
fraud.
cancel it? I don't
Yes.
want it.
So you are canceled, but canceled doesn't mean that you're being refunded. Canceled means that you're being canceled out of the subscription that was signed up for.
No, I want my money refunded.
So
What
you
can
would
I?
have to go through the process of fraud. Now, if it does not come back to your IP address, you'll receive an email stating that you'll be refunded. If it does come back to your personal IP, you'll be liable for the charge.
That's not right. That's not right. Is there nothing you can do to cancel this? I didn't receive any merchandise. I don't know if it was my granddaughter's. I don't want to go through a fraud thing. I'm 65 years old. Now, you tell me why I would want something like this.
I mean, we can't submit an order for you. Someone had to have processed the information. I mean, everything on the account is pertaining to you. So someone that has access to that information or had access to your device placed the order. And someone has to be liable for that charge. So if you don't want to go through fraud, the only thing I can do on my end is we do a customer courtesy of 50%, and it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Only 50%.
That's correct.
I'll take it. Give me my 50% back. That'll be
Okay, it'll
what?
take 3 to 5 business days. It's $29.94. You'll receive an email verification as well.
That's crazy. I mean, this is a rip-off.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.